As we approach International Women's Week, it's a real pleasure to be able to feature a mother and daughter team running a business in Argyll and Bute. Helen and Morgan Dick run the Blairmore Cafe, a small cafe on the shore of Loch Long beside Blairmore Pier, offering locally sourced produce, home baking, delicious meals and lots more. And it's even more interesting to hear about the story and drive from Morgan, a young woman who's chosen to stay in Argyll and Bute, be an entrepreneur and live and train in the area while running a business. So here's Helen and Morgan telling us more about their experiences. So I'm joined by Helen and Morgan, very much a family involved in tourism, Argyll and Bute, and you're running a business together. So Helen, start off by telling us about the business and what you're trying to achieve at the Blairmore.
Okay, yeah, well, the opportunity came about quite unfortunately in some ways. We'd come to the end of a 16-year lease, effectively, and a previous business. And basically, we decided we weren't going to be doing anything else in the business, in hospitality at that point. Morgan was away at university at the time and wasn't settled at all, wasn't enjoying what she was doing in any way, shape or form. Then lockdown happened and various different things. And at the end of the day, Morgan was very keen to set up a business with myself. So we were in a fortunate position that we found this premises at Blairmore, and we said, right, well, let's see if we can make a go of it. We wanted to completely renovate it, which is what we did. We bought the place in March 2021. We opened the doors on the 12th of May 2021, thinking that it would just be myself and Morgan and one of the ladies that had worked with us previously, just the three of us with a bit of part-time help in the kitchen. And very quickly realised that we had a loyal following. We were very fortunate in that respect, and business was booming. So we ended up then recruiting our old chef that had worked with us previously and other team members too. So, yeah, so it all happened quite quickly and we grew very rapidly. So, yeah, I think that was kind of how it came to be. And, yeah, it's... Morgan, do you want to add anything else there?
Well, yeah, didn't really mention that it's a cafe, and that we also kind of maybe class it as a cafe bistro because we're trying to do kind of more some evening dining and things like that as well, because it's a wee bit more out of the way than like a kind of like than Dunoon. It's nice for like the local people and like tourism to have like evening dining, especially during the summer and stuff like that, easier for people to go to.
So if people don't know where Blairmore is, because if you're in the sort of Dunoon Cowell area, you might know, but I mean, you've got a fabulous location on the water. Tell people how they can find you, because we hopefully people that listen, we can entice them to come down and add to your clientele.
Yeah, so we're about 20 minutes out of Dunoon Centre. We're on the 489 bus route, which is a fantastic service run by West Coast Motors, which is great, actually. We're located on the shores of Loch Long.
You can come by boat because we're across from the pier. you can come on the Waverley in the summer and get off and come for lunch for 2 hours before it comes back and picks you up.
I mean, it's fab, because I mean, I'm lucky I've been, and you do cakes, meals, everything, don't you? There's a fab selection.
Yeah, we offer a real sort of range of, whether it's from homemade soups and sandwiches, full cooked meals with using local produce and certainly Scottish produce as much as possible. All our baking is homemade, so freshly made scones every day, freshly baked cakes every day. We do pride ourselves on that. We're also fully licensed as well, so that's when the bus route comes in really handy as well for other people. And when we do our evening pop-up evenings as well, they tend to work really well, and it's quite an atmosphere heading home on the 10 to 10 bus back to Dunoon.
I'll bet. No, I mean, I,
I sampled food and I took my husband home cake, which went down very well, I have to say. So I can definitely recommend that to people if they want a day out, even if they're not in the local area. It's because you have people that travel to you, don't you, from both other parts of Argyll and sort of Central Belt and things. It's, you know, you're one of these sort of destination cafes, that bistros that we have, where people, you've got a name and people will come quite a distance for it.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, there's a local dog groomer just along the road who people come to bring their dog from all over Argyll actually to get groomed along with her, and they pop in here. So yeah, we try and spread the word and spread the love.
yeah, we'll mention your social media, because that's in a bit, hopefully people can have a look at what there is to offer. So I mean, Morgan, you I know that sort of mum and dad have both been in tourism and hospitality, so obviously that you got the bug and you're now doing the business and training on the job as well, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So all of my life, mum and dad have always owned a business. They had a hotel until I was 4 or 5, and then obviously went to the kind of cafe, which we had for 16 years. And then I got quite good results in school, so I'd always kind of thought, I'll go to uni. I didn't really have like a desire not to want to go, but I thought, I always just assumed that I would go. So I applied for uni, got all my offers, and I went, and kind of very quickly I realised that it wasn't for me. I wasn't enjoying it. I wasn't enjoying living up in Glasgow, and I just was really unhappy. So it was really hard. I didn't want to just drop out and not have anything to do. But I decided to leave. It was February 2020, and then obviously the month later we went into lockdown. So I managed to do some work during lockdown, and then when this came about and the new premises and we opened up, I wanted to still be able to get kind of a qualification as well, because I know how important it is having something on paper as well. So I'm doing a level 8 kind of hospitality management apprenticeship through here. So because I'm quite hands-on in here, it's kind of taken me longer to get through it, only because it's finding the time to do it, but it's good, and I'm glad that I'm doing something to be able to show for it as well.
Hard work to be studying and running a business at the same time, and I think you were the real drive, am I right, between getting mum to come, yes, in with you and set up a business again?
Yeah, yes. Mum's rich, she would never do it again.
But the thing is as well, is I think because it's always been in my blood, you know, I grew up in a hotel as well, and you know, I've always enjoyed being around people. And I think, you know, that period of, and especially in lockdown as well, and then that period of not being around people and not being able to just have these face-to-face conversations and looking after people and being part of the community is really important to us as well, because, you know, in a place like Blairmoor, it is a small village, you know, there's not a lot here, but, you know, we've brought people together, you know,
we have a lot of regular customers, yeah, that are in multiple times a week, and it's just nice to be able to chat to them, and you're a part of their life too.
And part of their social life, because otherwise, yeah, some of them don't go out unless they've got somewhere to, you know, you might be the only people, you know, people that they see in a day. So, you know, it's really important to be part of that too. So yes, that's, yes, it was by default that I got back into it, but I'm really glad that we have. And I'm looking forward to just, you know, fully handing over the reins at some point, but I don't know.
And I mean, you've been well involved, Helen, because you've been involved in the Argyll and Niles, I think you still are, the tourism cooperative and things. So, you know, there is a lot of collaboration. You mentioned the dog groomers, but, you know, there's a lot of wider collaboration, isn't there, in terms of the tourism sector, trying to make Argyll that, not just a destination, but somewhere you can journey through and link up with all our producers and things.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I've worked for a number of years just on a freelance basis with Argyll and Niles Tourism Cooperative, and you know, it's been great to be involved at community level with that, and also, you know, developing and linking up, joining up the dots for people, for businesses, and letting them, or demonstrating to them as well, which I've been able to do not only through my own business but through AITC, that actually there's so much more can be obtained by collaboration. So things like the Taste of Place trails, just as one example, there's the five taste trails that sit on the Wild About Argyle website, and those help bring together trails for people, visitors to the area, to actually look at and to go and experience and explore, not to follow the A to B to C to D, but to actually go and find out what's in the area. So, you know, things like the local venison producers, the farm producers, this where you can go and enjoy nice seafood, where you can go and enjoy a nice vegan dish or cake and coffee, those kind of things. And through my knowledge of running a business and also linking together and networking other businesses with the food and drink industry has been really very rewarding, and hopefully other businesses find it that way as well, because certainly setting up this business, it's helped me immensely as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is such valuable work, because I know, you know, having spent a number of years in Argyle now, and you know, it's not necessarily like being in a city where you walk down the street and you pass X number of restaurants. There's a wide range of little seafood cabins or sort of self-service cake. I'm trying to think what you call it, sort of sheds and things. You know, they take a whole range of different shapes and sizes and things. And some of them are not, you know, might be a bit off the beaten track, but they're also of a quality that is getting national and international recognition, which is, you know, and giving visitors that chance to experience and find all those little gems that we've got in such amazing locations is, I think, so important.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Argyll and Bute is, you know, very rural. The type of businesses are, you know, very diverse. I mean, you know, you've got the big places like Port of Addy, and then, you know, wee businesses that, you know, like, as you say, are just selling cake and out of a call box, even, you know, at the side of the road. Yeah. And all of these have a place, and they all tell a story. And I think that's one of the things that we're very keen to put across is, you know, all of these individuals have either been brought up in the area and keen to stay in the area, or have moved to the area for a better quality of life. And, you know, it's each and every one's is important. And, you know, for us, it's very important to be able to help showcase those. We make a big point of chatting to each of our customers and finding out a little bit about them, and helping them find their way. You know, people come and, you know, they don't know where to go, what to do. Sometimes they're just like, well, we've got here. So we help fill their diaries, give them inspiration of where they can go and what they can do. And, you know, some people, that's only just, you know, they only want to go half an hour away, and others want to travel the length and breadth of Argyle. So, you know, it's important that we know who's out there.
Yeah, I think that is a big part of what is attractive to Argyle and Bute, is that personal touch, the sense of community. And I think, you know, that's one thing that's special about your business. You certainly, you can tell when you walk in, there's a buzz and there's an energy and a friendly atmosphere and things about it. Morgan, I mean, you've touched on you're doing sort of training as well. You know, you're quite a young entrepreneur, and we love that. We definitely try and promote those sort of kind of entrepreneurial skills. What would you say to somebody else that's in a similar position to you, or what do you think you're gaining from not only running the business but gaining those additional skills? Because I think, you know, there is a really important message there that it doesn't, you know, university's right for some people, college is right for others, but there's all sorts of options out there for young people, and we desperately want them to feel they can pursue those options in Argyle, and we can have lots more young people like you running businesses.
Yeah, so it's for me, and I'm sure it's the same for lots of other people, is it's much better and easier ways of learning by doing rather than just kind of sitting, especially now with a lot of things being all online and being online classes and all the rest of it, I just, it doesn't really work with me. Like, I'm much better kind of trying things and doing things, and I enjoy doing the speaking to people and like finding out other things and kind of learning for myself as well in some ways, rather than just being led and how to do it. And yeah, I do like living in Argyll because it has got kind of a nicer feel to it in some ways, and you're still close to the central belt and such that you can still go up for the day or night in Glasgow or go through to Edinburgh. It's easy enough access to everywhere, but it's just quite nice because I like things like going out dog walks and going up the hills and stuff like that, and it's still really easy to do that here as well.
And what do your friends think about you setting up a business? Is that, are they kind of, are they, would they like to do it, or is this something like, wow, that's, I couldn't do that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think some of them are like, oh my goodness, I could never do that. But yeah, I think they are very supportive, and they'll kind of try and help where they can. And even when we were doing the place up here, like one of my friends especially was here like most weekends helping strip the wallpaper and put paint and everything like that. So yeah, no, it is very, they're very supportive, but a lot of them are like, oh my goodness, like it's a kind of a grown-up thing to do.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're enjoying it, and the you know, being able to have that sort of social people aspect to it is quite important to you.
Yeah, definitely. I like speaking to people, finding out where they're from. Yeah.
And it sounds like you haven't stopped. I mean, setting up a business sort of in while we were still dealing with COVID, you know, for a lot of people that would be quite scary, but you've done that, and it doesn't sound like you stopped, because I've stopped you from more decorating and and work in the bistro while you're in a, I think you're just about to reopen from a sort of a few weeks closed. So tell us about what you've been up to while you might seem like you were having a break after Christmas, but it doesn't sound like it.
No, so like obviously it's an old building that we're in, so it's all the kind of usual touch-ups and things like that that we've been trying to do, all the deep cleaning and trying to kind of liven the place up again. But we've also been kind of working on new layout of menus and trying to sort out the website and just kind of
new menu items, yeah. Experimenting with different home baking recipes and yeah, lots of things going on in the background. In fact, actually, we should probably do a bit of a spot the difference for people when they come in after to see whether they notice things that we've done. But even sort of, you know, our outside furniture, you know, we inherited outdoor furniture before, so we've been able to replace that this winter. Last winter was we actually created a dedicated store area because we just hadn't appreciated how busy we were going to be, and we just had to have more storage, so we converted an outbuilding as well. So there's been a lot of development, and we've got further plans too. We would very much like to expand, and that's been driven by Morgan, I have to say. she's the young one with the ideas and the enthusiasm. Well, I've got the enthusiasm, but she's got the energy too.
Yeah. So tell us what your sort of vision for what you'd like to how you'd like to see the business develop, Morgan.
So we're hoping to kind of obtain another premises for the additional space, because at the moment the kitchen space that we've got is very, very small. So although we still make sure that we can do all of our own home baking and things like that, we want to be able to do more, and we want to obviously focus more on the local produce stuff. So having a kind of retail space too, working with other businesses and being able to sell other like produce as well as our own, and kind of having it for locals, but as well for tourists as well when they're in the area, and just being able to come and get some of the best produce from the area.
I can see Mum's not going to get the rest that she was hoping for anytime soon. Listening to you.
No.
Still got years till retirement.
I was going to say, yeah. Thankfully, I'm still a few years off retirement. If the age keeps creeping up, then I'll be working a lot longer anyway. So.
I mean, it sounds exciting stuff, and if people are thinking of coming, give us a little kind of a sort of taster of what they can see on your menu that we might be able to kind of entice them in. What new cakes or dishes are you planning for when you reopening next week? Is it?
No, this Friday.
Friday. So. Should say so that Friday the 3rd you're reopening. So what different might entice people in your dishes on Friday?
We've made some changes to our breakfast menu. We do a lot at breakfast. Actually, it's nice to have that early morning support. So things like eggs Benedict, eggs Scotia. We use a lot of fluff fine salmon, but we're adding some. Vegetarian, without giving too much away, we're adding some vegetarian options to our breakfast offering as well, with a bit more creative with halloumi and smashed avocado. So just trying to do a few extra things, some different cake ideas. Alan's been busy in the kitchen, and so has Shona baking away, so some toffee cakes and different lemon cakes and things. So yeah, there's lots of drive going on there.
You'll have to plan another trip to Butte and Cal soon.
we're also working with a new local bakery. It's a Scottish bakery that is doing Mediterranean breads, so we're introducing Mediterranean flatbreads into our menu as well, so with various different fillings, so that's quite exciting.
And I think it's if people are tempted to come and they haven't been already, it's just a turn up, and it's not book. You don't do bookings, do you?
It's a walk in. That's absolutely fine. If we are busy, we operate a wee buzzer system, so we always manage to get everybody seated. It's not usually an issue at all. The only time we do take bookings is for afternoon teas that we do, and also for our evening events, our pop-up events, or any special occasions. So we've done a couple of private events as well for people on the premises. So
had a surprise 60th birthday party, do some family catering functions.
Family functions for sort of, you know, up to 32 people. It's quite a nice size just to take over the place of an evening just by arrangement, and that works really well. Actually, it's a nice venue to do that, so that tends to work well. Yeah, and also some outside catering just along the lines, you know, sadly for funerals and things, but you know, we've got a good reputation locally for being able to do that, either just drop off or staffed events.
Lovely. So nothing to stop people, if they're in the area, pop in and tell them, anybody that's interested in finding out a bit more, where can they find you on the internet and social media?
So on Facebook, we're just on as the Blair Moore. We're on Instagram again, just as the Blair Moore. We have a website, which, as I kind of mentioned previously, we're kind of in the middle of kind of trying to update it and get the menu on there and things like that. We also have a mailing list. So if you go on the Facebook page or on the website, there's a bit to sign up to the mailing list. So we don't bombard people with emails, because we have to purchase them all, and it's finding time to do that. But we always keep people up to date with the evening meals and things like that on there.
And that's the nice thing, actually. Morgan, obviously been the young blood, social media is just second nature. So that's actually quite nice. I don't have to do too much of that. Morgan takes control of it.
Well, if we haven't tempted people already with all the talk of the lovely food and cakes, I definitely recommend checking out the social media, because the you get a sense of the food that's on offer and your fab location from that. So it's a real draw, I'm sure. So encourage anybody to think about a little trip to to the Blairmore and see for themselves what you offer. But I think it's, I mean, not only are you a lovely venue, but I think you're a fab example of, you know, women in business, but also young people getting involved in entrepreneurship, which is, it's fab. So, and it sounds like you've got great plans. So hopefully you'll be going strength to strength this year. Hopefully you'll have a good season this year. So thank you for telling everybody about it.
Well, thank you very much for having us on. That's very kind of you to do that with us as well.
A big thank you to Helen and Morgan for agreeing to share their story. And a big shout out for the cafe. If you haven't been, it's absolutely fantastic. I can't recommend it enough. And for Morgan and other young entrepreneurs who are showing just what's possible if you want to take a slightly different course that enables you to stay and flourish in our area. So you heard that there's a Facebook page, there's a Instagram page, and there's also a website if you search the internet for Blairmore Cafe. So check them out.
Pippa's Podcast.